Greetings, everybody. Welcome to episode 17, I believe.
17?
Mein Gott in Himmel. Yeah.
Please keep it in English, Fred, okay? It's the gentleman of elegant leisure.
We are trying to appeal to
the international market.
Sure, yeah, but, it's worldwide, web.
Fred always has to show off his linguistic skills.
His limited linguistic skills. Yeah, continue on in German, would you please?
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
We'll get back to you, Fred. Anyways, we're here, and our theme for tonight, it's all smoke and mirrors, isn't it? We've got mirrors here.
We do have mirrors here.
And we do have some smoke.
Smoke coming up, yeah.
My hand smells of smoke.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Well,
never mind, I don't want to know.
You've been out down the smoke pit, have you?
That's right, down the smoke pit. You know, I had a spare.
You had a spare before, biology class.
Yeah, so naturally you'll find me in the smoke hole or the smoke pit.
Right.
What did you have at your school? Did you have a smoke hole or a smoke pit?
We had the pit.
And did we have a pit at semi or did we have a hole?
I don't know. I don't remember. I thought they smoked out in the parking lot, on the back there.
Oh, well, you have a couple of years on me. Because it was that little funny back wooden stairway.
I never went. That was a rough area of the school. I didn't want to. I didn't like. We were warned not to hang out
back
in that
when
area.
You could smoke on school property for some reason.
Yeah.
Just outside the door.
Yeah. Okay. Which is funny because we're all in our early 20s, so it's funny that it's.
Yeah, sure.
But
more
a gang of 14-year-olds smoking outside the gym door. That doesn't seem right.
With a teacher.
Teacher half the time.
But we moved on from smoking to cocktails. Elegant and classy kind of vice.
Yeah. We'll see.
I should have had a cocktail pit.
That
would have been great.
Yeah.
But anyways, tell us about what the whole theme is and what the cocktails are.
Have we covered the opening of the show? For the first-time listener, it's the Gentleman of Elegant Leisure.
I think I said the name, didn't I?
I think we cut you off.
I jumped right in.
Bill Coleman or whatever.
Well, anyways, it's...
Should we give
it is the, it's the Gentleman of Elegant Leisure. Just the third time.
Get that
to make sure you're not confused to what the show is called.
That's right.
Yes. And he's Dave Coyne.
I'm Dave.
You're Fred Partridge.
I am, and you're... Jason Dedrick?
I'm Jason Dedrick.
You should really be wearing your badge.
I had it on earlier. I took it off.
We're kind of old, so we forget very easily people's names. But we've got, what's on the menu?
We're doing you're right, smoke and mirrors. It's what it's all smoke and mirrors tonight because, Davey, we're taking you on a trip to New York City.
Oh, the one I didn't get to go to.
That's right.
But I can imagine it in my mind, right? Is that what you're...
Sure.
Yes, imagine Greenwich Village, a Thursday evening, on our way to the Comedy Cellar. We're a little early.
Yeah. Jimmy Walker? Was Jimmy Walker
Jimmy Walker
the show?
Was not on that night, but we were hoping.
We were hoping.
No, Jimmy Walker.
Had my fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And we went into a bar called, is it the Up and Up or is it Up and Up?
The Up and Up.
It is the Up and Up. Because it's on the Up and Up.
That's right.
It's not a speakeasy.
No.
Although you have to go down about 12 stairs.
That's right.
From street level.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's quite a cool space. And I read a little bit about more of it online because, you tend to go to places. And
I do.
And and you just do the thing that you do there and you don't really realize it. It's got like Tom Ford wallpaper or something. It's got a whole bunch of other... And it's in the site. Oh God, I don't remember now. Look on the website, ladies and gentlemen. There's something. It's the location is special. It was like one of the first... beat joints as well. All sorts of people have played in this venue before it became what it is.
We had no time. We just had to get some drinks and get the hell out.
Exactly. We needed to drop $60 as quickly as possible and get across the street. Where, again, we dropped another.
Yeah.
I don't know
how much.
Yeah. And so Fred had a drink there called?
Shattuck and Smoke.
Shattuck and Smoke. And I said, I had a drink there called the Disco Volante?
Disco Volante from James Bond.
Right.
Thunderball.
But I could not recreate that drink.
No, you need the Bimini Gin.
That was the least favorite Pinocchio character.
Bimini Gin.
Jiminy Cricket's little friend.
Bimini Gin.
Bimini Gin. Written out in the early stages of the script.
Walt said, "Thou have not have a character named that in my movie."
Bimini Gin. Because what's in yours? Why is it called the Shattuck and Smoke?
I wish I knew.
Oh, okay. But it has a smoky scotch.
It does. It has a smoky scotch. I know that part.
And so I took your smoky idea.
you son of a bitch.
That's right. You can say that.
Can I say that on the internet?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Internet.
Yeah, we've got an R rating on our podcast.
It'll all be bleeped.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And so I took your smoky idea, mm-hmm. and I got a local boy's drink from the Pacific Rim Hotel here in the Fairmont Pacific Rim in Vancouver. The Embers Before Dawn.
Sounds a little lazy, just going to Vancouver.
Well, I know, but I made up for it by having to light a fire.
Oh, that's true.
Hence my smoky hand.
That's true. I think any drink that requires you to make fire.
Yes, exactly. More drinks should require you to make fire.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it's done by a fella down there at the Lobby Lounge. And so, yes, that's our smoky theme then for you, Dave, because we know how you love to smoke.
Oh, I do. I love good stogie and a cocktail.
The bartender is Grant Sini.
Right.
Henry Grant Sini.
Very versatile.
Thank you. Well, I don't know whether I should say thank you or not, because I haven't had it yet. So.
Have you never had it?
Not that drink, Embers Before Dawn, no.
All right, because you can go down there and he will make it for you, but really? I'm going to make it for you tonight.
Well, then that'll save me a trip.
And if you can go down there and mention, or say hi to Grant, he's a great guy, I've met him before, he won't know me.
No.
But go down there anyway and say, the gentleman of elegant leisure sent you down. Jason particularly recommended that you come down. He's actually an Australian guy.
Oh.
But he's come here to our shores and he makes a nice drink. And so we're going to do... We're going to do the Embers Before Dawn. Want me to tell you what's in it?
Yes, which is?
It's got maple wood chips to start, a la the Embers.
Yeah, okay.
And you'd think when you hear this that you couldn't do this at home, but you can do this at home because we're doing it right here in Dave's home. Yeah. And so you light the maple wood chips so that they're smoldering, put the glass upside down over the smoldering coals. Mm. The smoke will encircle your head like a wreath. But it will also coat the inside of the glass. And then you're going to have a bullet bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some apple juice. You got a little bit of ginger. You got a little bit of honey syrup. Huh? We even have some bittered slings, Kensington dry bitters, which I actually have.
You actually have?
I actually have the bittered sling Kensington dry bitters. And it's just a hell of a nice drink. And so I will put it together while you guys... Okay. Now you're going to do that song where you have to do the... The cup.
The cup. Yeah.
It's going to do that.
Yeah, like that?
Something like that.
All right. Mm. All right. So you're going
to...
You've
been down to the... Now, you haven't been to the Lobby Lounge.
I have not been to the Lobby
Lounge. I've been there a couple
of times.
Probably
wasn't invited.
Well, maybe.
I bet you weren't invited.
Right. I suspected it, and I feel so much better that you've now confirmed worst fears.
But not because you weren't invited, but because we didn't have the show yet, and we thought, well, Dave's not going to want to go downtown and
never know.
30 large on a cocktail.
Exactly. So these glasses have been smoked. And then you'd be surprised at how much smoke clings to the inside of a glass, even though there's no apparent
damage
to your fine crystalware. Yeah.
But no, I've had some very nice cocktails down there. I was down there at Halloween.
Of all things.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy night.
It's where? In downtown, right in downtown Vancouver?
Pacific Rim Fairmont, yeah. Across from the new convention, the two convention centers, the newer one,
right.
Yes.
Right. Which, you know, is a great facility, but God, it really mucks up the view for the Pacific Rim. They have this beautiful lobby, they have this great bar, and also a sushi bar attached to it.
That's right.
And you got to look out on the dark wall of the Vancouver Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time you've had a couple of drinks in their bright, open lobby, believe me, the Fairmont is the place to stay.
Is it really?
They're not even an official sponsor of ours.
No,
Jason just, not you know. He's very generous with his compliments.
Sure.
Hospitality.
I'm a member of the Fairmont President's Club, so I'm always hoping to get a free stay somewhere.
Oh.
So please contact us, Fairmont, because...
And that's the bullet bourbon you're now pouring, Jason?
It sure is.
And how much is that?
So is that from the original recipe, or is that your preference?
No, that's what it called for. So I went out and invested in it. Nothing but the best for the show.
Sure.
So it calls for 2 ounces. We always double the... recipe here when we're making it.
Yeah, because we want to have some. A lot.
Exactly. But
not too much.
2 ounces of bourbon, an ounce of, it calls for fresh pressed BC apple juice. I got pressed. I got Canadian, so that's as, that's as BC as we're going to get.
Okay, well, it's, you tried, you know, and that's the main thing.
I sure did. But it's good because it's a little bit cloudy.
Yeah, I haven't
looks like BC. Most of the time.
Exactly.
Too many cocktails with apple juice that I can recall, anyway.
No, and then you put in some ginger, fresh ginger coins.
Thank you.
In honor of Dave.
Mm-hmm.
2 teaspoons of honey syrup.
If David was, if David been a girl, that's what they were going to name him. That's the weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave whipped up the honey syrup for us this afternoon, so that's good.
One part water, one part honey.
There we go.
An ounce of each.
That gives you the honey flavor, but without it being quite so sticky and hard to work with.
Seems pretty good so far.
Yeah, no. And then 2 dashes of the Bitter Slings Kensington Dry Bitters.
So what's that, what does that smell like?
I don't know. Would you like to describe it to the home audience?
It's probably herbal.
It's not herbal. It's pretty nice. You're herbal.
Sort of a pruny, but yeah, it's full of herbs, spices, and natural flavors. A little bit like pimento dram, but then everything at the end seems to smell like pimento dram.
It's true. Well, you smell, I'm going to shake.
Sure. What? That's not nice. What have I ever done to you that you know about? Definitely don't hurt something there. That looks like that's going to sting. You're going to pull something.
You want to really shake it because you got those whole slices of ginger in there.
Oh,
the
you
ginger,
want to beat them
the
up.
The ginger coins. You want to beat them up a little bit.
Right.
And that way it gets a little bit technique-y because you have to double strain it. Right? Wants to make sure you don't get a bunch of ice and ginger bits.
Right.
And then, you know, an extra time just to be nice. So I got the Hawthorne strainer.
Oh.
And look at this. Mom's old-fashioned strainer. When I was but a wee child, my mum would make fresh orange juice and strain it through this very strainer. Sorry, I don't know what said halfway through.
I thought Fred was here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he just always has to compete.
Yeah. Can you guys see how that looks?
Oh, yeah, nice. Well, you're so even, we might call you Steven. Look at that. It's just
very good.
All the way across.
Just still a little bit more in here.
I leave something for the drive home.
True enough. There we go.
Pardon me. Use your bitters back.
Very good. And then, hang on. Freddy? We haven't garnished it yet.
Oh, yeah, the apple garnish.
Yeah,
so you just lay it on top?
Get a little apple on top. And.
What? There's more?
There is. A little bit of freshly grated cinnamon. And look at this.
And you got it.
Okay. Quite as easy as you.
Yeah. Holy cow. You sure you doing that right?
I'm not. I've never grated cinnamon before. Did any come out? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's working there.
Well, you don't want too much.
Yeah.
Oh, here, how about that?
Oh, now you're cooking.
There we go. A little bit on there. A little bit on this.
Watch your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never seen just already ground cinnamon in the store, have you?
That would be a great idea. That could be your $1 million idea right there.
There we go.
Are we ready?
Yes, sir. I'll
pass that to you, Freddy.
Oh, yeah. I smell it already.
Very smell.
Oh, yeah. And you get the smoke. Mm. That's funny.
Yes. Yeah. Embers before dawn. So, yes. Yeah, get a little bit of smoke on the nose. And I think you'll probably get a little bit in your mouth as well.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that's just like waking up in the cabin.
That's pretty much as I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy how that turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a strong one.
It is. Well, 2 ounces of bourbon, an ounce of apple juice.
Oh, that apple juice. That's what it is.
I don't put it right over the top.
And that's the booze quotient of it, but it is. It's a
Wow.
Now, when they do it at the bar, they use a really big ice cube. So it's like a bigger glass with a big ice cube.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess if you could sip it for a while, it would maybe mellow that out a little bit. But
That is something else, I tell you.
And then when you sip it, you also get that little bit of apple and cinnamon on your nose.
Mm-hmm. You got all kinds of stuff buzzing around in that. But it's not complicated. It just seems, it's not like, there's a whole too much going on. It just seems like a... Yeah, this is the this is how you want to wake up in the morning. Have just a nice glass of orange apple juice
yeah.
with 2 ounces of bourbon.
Do you get a lot of ginger on it as well? I mean, not too much, but I mean, are you aware of the ginger?
It's really...
I can't really taste the ginger really much at all.
So I don't know if you need to throw
it could be a bit of a burn after, but I don't know if that's the bourbon.
It'll do it.
Probably the bourbon than the ginger. But.
Yeah, because I thought I was getting ginger on mine.
It's cinnamon.
Just a really faint ginger, and you have to go looking for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. You'd probably miss it if it wasn't there, but you don't know that it's there.
Yeah.
No, it's very well balanced. I think he might have even won an award with this one.
Well, he should.
I'll have a look in my notes. Mm-hmm. But they do a seasonal cocktail menu down there, and it's always wonderful. It's a nice space. It's it's modern. It's a modern space. It's not
It gets a little loud on the weekends.
Yeah.
But if you're drinking, if it's just the two of you, and you're already got a buzz on, it's okay.
See, there's a picture of how they serve it there, which we can put up on the website, which we didn't even mention in the last show. The Gentleman of Elegant Leisure.
Yeah?
.com. Yeah, come on.
Actually, sorry, not the gentleman.
No, just gentleman of elegant.
www.gentlemanofelegantleisure.com. But we'll put a picture up there, and what the hell, a link to them, because you can see what the new seasonal drinks they have going on.
Yeah.
They have the Embers at Dawn in this little blurb that we've got. They've also got a drink called the Coca-Cola and the Harvest Moon.
Nice.
Harvest Moon involved making root beer syrup. And so I thought, you know, maybe not this one. And the Coca-Cola involved making a BC cherry liqueur.
Mm.
But the Embers Before Dawn only involved starting the fire.
Yeah.
That's more fun.
You were going to do that anyway.
I was going to do that anyway. And I thought, what the hell?
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to make mine now.
Oh. All right.
You win by default.
Oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. Nope. That's it. I'm going to make something then.
I don't think there's a winner or a loser.
Oh, there's a loser. And it's going to be you.
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, really? I gotta read our mission statement again.
Because sometimes I would just bring in two drinks and we would all drink them. And then we would decide which one we liked better. But there wasn't a winner.
I think I was the winner.
God. So if anybody wants to co-host the Gentleman of Elegant Leisure, send your...
Send in the resumes.
So you're going to come over here to this side.
I'm going to weasel my way in over here somehow.
All right. Is it true we're going to have an audio clip this time around?
We're going to have a clip from our trip to New York. Just a little snippet. I'll introduce it when we get to that point.
Okay, good.
Whenever that point is.
I didn't want us to forget about it.
Oh.
I'm going to have a sample of your drink just to make sure that...
they're all the same. So Shattuck and Smoke from The Up and Up by Haim Darman. I believe that's how I was listening to some of the recordings we made at the Up and Up, and I believe that's how...
That was a great idea to make recordings at the Up and Up.
It was, except for the classic rock in the background, but, you know, it was...
Do we have to clear any licensing to anybody? Yeah.
We might have to go through some...
Put a call into Ted Nugent, he should be getting back.
Yes, that's right.
Cat scratch fever on this, in the background.
Nuge. Exactly.
He's a big Donald Trump supporter.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
He's
going to be the Secretary of the Interior, I believe.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So this is the up and, from the Up and Up. It's Shattuck and Smoke. So Ardbeg Scotch from Isla. Nice smoky scotch. Half an ounce of lemon juice, half ounce of amaretto, and 1 ounce of a pompocello. Basically, it's a grapefruit. There's a few you can get. We're using Giffard from France. Oh. Their grapefruit liqueur. And the Di Serono Amaretto. And, of course, Ardbeg 10-year.
What's the alcohol content on the grapefruit liqueur?
This is a mere 18%, I believe. 16%.
All right.
So it's barely alcohol at all. It's really the kind of stuff you get your kid.
That's right. And now you got to use that up or keep it in the fridge.
That's right.
Remember that, kids.
Yeah.
Less than 30%, keep it in the fridge and drink it immediately.
This is my amaretto. Amaretto is only 28%, don't you? But
that's why it tastes so good.
So bad.
How long have you had it for?
It's about 6 months.
All right.
I don't have the heat on. So I can't get the temperature balanced in my place. The kitchen's freezing, so I think it's fine.
Okay.
So we've got the Ardbeg, lemon juice, amaretto, grapefruit liqueur, Splash of seltzer and some grapefruit.
Right. Now, I bought this grapefruit today, and I went out, and I weighed them, and I made sure I found the juiciest, nicest grapefruit for you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And now you're telling me that we're using a little bit of the peel.
Just peel. You know, don't sell the garnish short, especially the twist.
I will not.
Yes, you will. I've seen you do it. Mm-hmm. I saw you out in the corner selling short.
I might have to sell what's left of that grapefruit.
I just need the outside. You can have the inside.
Okay.
So there's the recently squeezed lemon juice. Throw some of that in there. What else? It's a amaretto next. Because that's on my list. So I don't do it in order. I'll end up doubling up on something.
Okay. We'll be quiet. Well, not quiet.
No,
because,
be quiet.
Because we're recording.
It's radio.
We're recording this.
Sort of.
Oh. This is our second show of the new year. Did everybody have a nice Christmas? Did we really discuss Christmas? What was everybody's favorite gift at Christmas?
Alcohol.
Did you get alcohol?
No, I bought myself alcohol.
Good for you.
I have spilled a little bit on Dave's fine.
Well, Merry Christmas to me. Yeah, so I'll be cleaning up after the show.
I guess so. Wait until you see what I do next. I'm going to light this table up.
Everything's smoky.
Mm-hmm.
And grapefruit. I did a little bit of research. At first I thought that... So we've got the grapefruit too and all that. So at first I thought that they had got it from... there's a place in London that makes some... it's a pomelo liqueur. A place is called Stellicello.
Stellicello pomelo?
Yeah. So you know, pomelo... Pump Elmo liqueur.
Right. Is it the Dr. Seuss family?
The Dr. Seuss family.
Really expanding their product line.
That's right. That's right. So I thought that's where it was, because I was having a heck of a time finding anything other than the Giffard. But then I went back to the clip, and actually they make their own grapefruit liqueur. And actually I'm going to, before I finish this up, I'm just going to play a little clip from our good friend Cheddar.
Oh, good old Cheddar.
Cheddar from Wisconsin.
Who is he?
Cheddar was wasn't our waiter per se. He's sort of waitery.
I think he took all of our drink orders and brought us the bill.
So he's kind of the waiter.
He's kind of like the waiter.
But he'd run his own place, and he was heavily involved in the mixology on this place. So he was our guy, and brought us some samples of Armagnac, and I think the Bimini Gin as well.
Maybe, and the Teeling's Irish Whiskey. Although I think he only showed us the bottle. I don't think he opened it.
Well, you know, we weren't spending that much.
No, exactly.
But he was a great guy. He gave us a lot of tips. If we'd only been there another week, we could have gone to all the places he'd given us. Mm. He gave us some great stuff, and I really actually get to go back.
Before I go out of business.
Okay, so we're going to listen to that for a few seconds, then we'll be back.
We'll play. So you listen to our friend Cheddar talking about their grapefruit liqueur.
We make that Pomelcello in-house.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, we use a hyper spirit, and then I don't know if you ever made like a Pomelcello or a lime cordial or anything like that. What you do is you take the peels and you let it sit in a spirit for a while, and it extracts it. And then you have like a portion of sugar, then you have the juice into it. Molto bene.
And so that was the base spirit for the grapefruit liqueur then. Is it vodka that
it's vodka. It's vodka. Yeah. Right. And like basically it's just a hyper spirit. You don't want something that's going to impart too much flavor to it.
Right.
And that was Cheddar. Thank you very much, Cheddar, for that input.
That was quite cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a little flashback to New York City and the hustle and bustle. And it was early in the day, but it was already, the place was starting to hop. And we got in there.
They opened at like 5 or 5:30?
5, and I think we got there like 5:10.
Yeah.
It heated up pretty quick.
So they make their in-house... pump. What is it called?
Pomelcello, but it's basically their own grapefruit liqueur.
Right. So now you're going to put some skin into this, but yeah, actually you could hang on to the rest of this skin and you could make your own.
Oh, sure, I could. I could do a lot of things.
That's right, because you still have that illegal still.
I don't.
I'm just kidding.
We're going to take that out later.
That's right.
Yeah. So I got to the. Okay, so that's right. So everything's here in there except for the. Our baked scotch.
I want you to make your own grapefruit thing, though.
I know you do.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
You want me to do a lot of things.
Well, I infused nutmeg bourbon.
Well, that's true.
The least you can do is get some Everclear and put some skin in it.
Exactly. Dave's probably never had Ardbeg, have you?
I don't think so.
Well, you might want to
sounds
have
very foreign.
You might want to have a little glass of that.
Wait, have a whiff of that.
That would have been neat to try for the hot toddy, actually.
Hmm. I brought. That's the same response I got from Warner. Yeah. Yeah. Different. Keep that away from me.
Well, it's got a slightly medicinal smell in it. I don't know.
Well, it's for health.
Of course.
They all claim that, but.
Yeah. But Ardbeg, one of my favorite whiskeys, I have to say, Ardbeg, Lafroy Quarter Cask, any of the, I mean, the Islay is just, it seems like, it reminds me of home. But
because you live in a smoke pit.
Smoke pit. But I'm just going to read, so Jim Murray, I know not everybody is on board with Jim Murray, but he seems to sell a lot of books anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's tasty.
Isn't that just? Yes. So this is what he says about it, just to burn more time here. But this is from the 2016 Bible. He says, more complex, citrus-led, and sophisticated than recent bottlings, though the peat is no less, but now simply displayed in an even greater elegance. A beautiful sea salt strain to this. Gentle oils carry on them and a lemon-lime edge, sweetened by barley and a weak solution of golden syrup. The peat is omnipotent, turning up in every crevice and wave, yet never once overstepping its boundary. Stunningly clean, the oak offers not a bitter trace, but rather a vanilla and butterscotch edge to the barley. Again, the smoke wafts around in a manner unique in the world of whiskey when it comes to sheer elan and adroitness. Like when you usually come across something that goes down so beautifully and with such a nimble touch and disarming allure, just close your eyes. Mm-hmm. We're going to mix this with grapefruit juice. So.
Yeah.
Just to crank
that, up. Jim Murray.
That's right.
Just so it'll taste good.
Yes, the descriptions of all the scotches are, as you know, always wonderful.
Yes, no, he can. You know, I don't know if he's accurate on his rankings, but boy, can he write a sentence?
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Now I've got this steampunk.
I told you, Dave Shaker. My old Shaker is fantastic, but it is thread centric.
Not Fred-centric.
No. You remember the MASH episode where they had to undo the bomb? And they seemed to turn it forever on that fine thread?
Yeah.
That's what this one is like.
Yeah, exactly.
And this also screws on.
This is the best thing
a long
ever.
Way, right?
It does, yeah. So here we go.
What's the story on that shaker, Dave?
I have no idea. Oh. That's Jessica's, I think.
You just found it out in the yard?
No.
You were digging the foundation, and this was it.
It was brought into the marriage, I believe, by my honey. So.
Solid. It weighs a ton, I tell you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a heavy.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
No, as you shake with that, when it goes out, you have to spike to bring it back towards you, or it'll go right across the room.
Exactly.
It's a nice shaker. It's a hell of a nice shaker.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, this part is very much reminiscent of the.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
No, you gotta work for it.
Yeah, no,
it's
you're.
It's not gonna give it. Gonna give that liquid. Oh, yeah, there goes Fred spilling it. You just don't know how to handle old things.
I can't
Fred.
Have nice things.
No.
No.
Yeah, good heavens. Good thing it's metal, otherwise.
Yes. You'll be able to patch that hole in the floor with no problem whatsoever. Yeah.
That.
Dave's favorite Christmas gift? The new hardwood that's coming next week.
Ooh.
You know what I got for Christmas? I got one of those drinking birds, those classic drinking birds.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
So we topped this off with a little splash of seltzer.
Everybody wants to talk about their personal lives. Just me.
Talk about drinking bird.
You know, I have a lot of trouble.
I'm just telling you what's going on over here. Hey, let me get the.
That's right. Fred didn't even drink himself under the table. He just had to literally go there to get the lid. And here is the peel.
So this is all about your nose.
I thought we weren't going to talk about my nose. I thought that's why we were recording this and not filming it.
Well, then why is Dave filming it?
What? Look, my nose!
But I'm focusing solely on the important things, the drink.
Excellent.
So a nice thick slice of orange grapefruit peel.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that. Oops. It's good for wood, too. It's,
yeah, of course. Keeps it cool.
So, over here. So you get those oils floating on top. I'll tell you. You know, I'm having trouble getting some bite here. Anyway, feel free to talk amongst yourselves.
No. We want everybody to know how potentially dangerous and difficult getting a nice peel off of here. What tool are you using there? Is that the little... Is that the same thing you just gave me?
No, this is just a standard...
Oh, cheap ass. A dull fruit peeler.
Dollar fruit peeler.
So you want to try to keep as little pith, I would think, on that.
That's right. You want to keep it, so you get rid of the bitterness. But there we go. I think that's it. Did I miss anything? Because I think once I missed an ingredient, but it's all here.
That's right.
Lemon juice? No, I think we're good.
Well, let's drink this thing.
Let's drink that puppy.
The smoke and the shaddock.
Shaddock and smoke.
Shaddock and smoke from the Up and Up in Greenwich Village in New York City.
Yes.
Mm. The town's so nice they named it twice.
Cheers.
Happy New Year. Cheers, gentlemen.
Oh.
Wow, that smells fantastic.
Doesn't it?
The grapefruit, as you say. Yeah. It's all on the nose.
Yep. Yeah. I just want to smell it all day.
Oh.
Yeah. You could spray this in your room.
Wow.
Yes, and then the amaretto really comes through to... Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm not getting any of the smoke from the scotch at all.
You're kidding. Not in the taste, but in the nose.
Oh, yeah. I get
in the nose, I'm getting grapefruit and almond. Did you put scotch in mine?
Smokiness to it?
Really? I guess because I just drank some of it straight, I was anticipating a lot more of what Ardbeg is.
Mm-hmm. But no, this is
a beautifully balanced drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah, no, that's lovely.
When I had it near, and this is very close. So whether you're making using the homemade hooch,
mm-hmm.
getting it from London, or you're buying the Giffard from your corner grocery store.
And the Giffard, you've had that straight?
No, I haven't.
You haven't tried it, so you don't know how sweet that is?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, I was so excited to get it. I just made a shaddock and spoke right away. Because I've been waiting to make one since we came back from New York. And and we were so lucky. This came out in New York Magazine just like a week ago.
New York Magazine?
Yeah, NYMag.
NYMag.com.
Mm,
excellent.
And they had a series of, I think, about four or five different cocktails.
I think it was five, the thing you showed me.
Yeah, and it was, and I was so lucky, because I was going to just guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually would have put in more lemon than they do.
Right.
Mm.
Lemon would make it more lemony.
Yeah. It wouldn't really do much more for it.
I don't think so.
Everything's more lemony.
Yeah.
A lot of drinks are. So this is the because it's just a quarter ounce, or sorry, half ounce of lemon juice, which isn't very much.
Mm.
You know, so it's, but it just seems about right.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is a beautiful drink.
Mm.
Yes.
That's not mine.
Mm.
You can thank Haim Darman.
Haim?
Haim. It's a Haim. It could be.
Haim?
Haim?
Cheddar said it was Haim.
Oh, well, he would know because he works with the guy.
I know, but he's from Wisconsin.
It'd be like if I called Linda at work Linda and all the time her name was Linda.
Oh, yeah. Would you?
I'm gonna from now on.
Mm.
So Haim.
Mm-hmm.
Haim.
He's a.
Wait till they get our Haims on you.
and I promise I will settle up with them on a Thursday.
Oh, that's right. You revealed in the last episode that you owe them a tip.
I owe them a tip, and I went to phone them today.
Yep.
But it's Tuesday.
And they're closed when?
They're closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Well, then let's do a little commercial for them right now. Just as to not only repay them for their kindness and the future tip, come on down to the Up and Up in Greenwich Village.
That's right.
Not open.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
But any other day.
Thursday to Monday.
Come on down and we'll make up a craft cocktail for you in our fantastic historic space. The Up and Up on Name to Be Inserted Here Street, across from the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah,
in
down
Greenwich
there somewhere. Something Street.
South of Washington.
It might be.
Park. Oh, God. Very awful. You know. You
well, I wandered around aimlessly in New York City.
All our New York listeners are cringing as they listen to...
Get yourself one of those smartphones.
Get a smartphone.
It'll take you right there.
That's right.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. That's, I think, how we found it.
Now, as I continue to drink this, more of the Ardbeg scotchy, smoky Isla Petey comes.
Yours has got it all on the bottom.
So when you make it at home, kids, stir it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it just works its way through there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's got, just got so many layers to it. And it's funny, the amaretto, you don't see amaretto in too many cocktails. I mean, I had it in my Hoojimahooji, my punch.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see it too much because it is kind of a distinctive flavor. But it's sort of pushed down to the bottom on this where it really just, you don't get it till the back.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of in the finish.
Yeah, no, it's interesting how many drinks have involved almond flavor, whether it's the Mai Tai with the orgeat.
Orgeat, yeah.
Or then now this with actually using this. And, of course, they still make the amaretto. Everybody has a full bottle of it in their liquor cabinet.
Yeah. I'm one of the few people that uses it.
That's right. It's right next to the Galliano.
Yeah. I've got the Galliano. I bought that just recently. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there's something I need the Galliano for. Nope. Harvey Wallbanger.
Right. Next episode, Galliano drinks.
Okay.
What the hell, eh?
It'll just be a Harvey Wallbanger. Twice.
No, I gotta do the other one.
We should go on location to Galliano Island.
And we'll do it from Galliano Island.
Yeah.
Beautiful beaches of Galliano Island.
In February.
Yeah. Poor Dave. Dave went to Galliano Island.
Yeah. What did you get?
I got the Norwalk virus is what I got.
Well,
yeah. Not nearly as nice as
Let's not include that with our next podcast. Yeah.
No,
but it was a great story because the ferry goes back to the mainland. But there's also a ferry that does not go back to the mainland.
Oh.
It goes to Vancouver Island.
Nice.
And then comes back to the mainland.
Oh, yeah.
Poor old Dave.
He got that one?
He got the short end of the stick, but the long end of the ferry trip.
I did. All the while throwing my guts out. That's right.
If you're going to do it, over the sides is the place to do it.
He did not.
He did not. No, I ensconced myself into one of those bathroom stalls and pretty much never left.
Well,
they docked.
They're sturdy bathrooms on the BC ferries.
Oh, they are, yeah.
They can take a beating.
Yeah.
I think he lost a baseball cap, if memory serves me correct as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
I remember you used to always wear a baseball cap.
I did. It's and then put you me stopped. Off. It put me off, yeah.
We used to call him Dave Charlie Brown Coin. And then we started to just call him CB.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got that CB radio, and he was insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
Breaker 19 with you 20, get you on the flip flop. Any bears up yonder?
Copy that, snowman.
Yeah. We got ourselves a convoy.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I hated Dave that year.
CB coin.
Yep.
But then he started dating and it was all good.
That's right. Get rid of the CB radio.
Mm-hmm.
Got that ham radio. Which led him to podcasting and now we find ourselves here.
Here you are.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? That's, boy, I'm sure glad I made this one. I don't know about you guys.
I'm glad you made this one. I think I'm preferring the Shattuck and Smoke
over
the Embers at Dawn.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed the Embers at Dawn when he was made at the bar as opposed to me making it. And so I hope I haven't done him a disservice.
Yeah.
I followed the rules.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm a big fan of the Ardbeg. So, I mean, it's sort of a gimme. But, I mean, what surprised me is with the Embers at Dawn is the simplicity of it. And when you're making it, I mean, it's really just the bullet and then a few things.
Well, here, have a bit more.
Yeah. But the complexity of the flavors.
Compare them back to back. I finished my Embers at Dawn. Mm. It must not go after the smoke of the Ardbeg. It must
be. Well, the smoke is gone.
Yeah.
Now, I think, from the drink.
Well, it's mellowed out because the ice cube is melted. So
right.
It's a little...
Not as strong as it used to be.
Mm.
But, no, I think it is a time for every drink, and a drink for every time. That's a great breakfast drink, the Embers at Dawn.
That's right. No, they're both lovely drinks. But tonight, I'm saying that the Shattuck and Smoke...
It sort of slaps you in the face with flavor.
Mm.
It does.
Yeah.
McDonald's, we do it all for you. Yeah, slaps you in the face. Now, I've had Fernet Branca, where they say... Branca? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that your German girlfriend?
Yes, and I had her. They say it's like drinking, being smacked in the face with a eucalyptus branch.
Yes, that's right. They do say that.
Yeah.
By day, I think it's this guy, isn't it?
No, somebody else.
This guy?
Lundrich?
I don't even know if...
Dr. Cocktail?
One of them, because I read the same thing.
Oh, did you? Okay.
But I think it's Forgotten Cocktails. I think it's... who's it?
All right.
We'll look them up. We'll find out next time.
Yes.
But next time it's going to be Galliano?
Really? Well, I don't know. We don't have to. But I just, because Galliano was one of those things. I finished off a bottle of Galliano, and this was a huge mistake, listeners. But I'm going to admit it here to my dear friends, Dave, Fred,
and
a third person to be unnamed. I took a bottle of Galliano from Mom and Dad's.
Right.
Now, I don't want to bring the party down, but Mom and Dad died. Several years ago.
That's true.
And I imagine the dad bought the Galliano, probably because they went, I think everybody buys Galliano because they go out somewhere and somebody has a Harvey Wallbanger. By the way, the year is 1975. Just so for our younger listeners. They got a Harvey Wallbanger and they found out that Galliano was it. And so everybody
Has one. My parents have a bottle of Galliano.
Yeah.
And they have no idea what to do with it.
Yeah, because they found the recipe. Actually, it was probably on the back of the bottle, because yeah. that was the drink that it used, the Harvey Wallbanger. And that was such a great name. Even as a little kid, I remember Harvey Wallbanger. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, this is... I didn't even know what it means.
No, but it sounds great.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It had everything going for it. And it's not a bad drink. What is the Harvey Wallbanger? It's Galliano orange juice and... vodka, probably? Time? I don't know what it is. We'll have to look it up. Yeah. But I think everybody then made it at home once.
Mm-hmm.
And still liked it.
Yeah.
The Harvey Wallbanger is a great drink.
But then they just cracked open a bottle of beer.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a hell of a lot easier.
Lucky Lager is also good.
Yeah.
Old style. Was your dad a beer drinker, Dave?
Yes, he enjoyed beer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a sports fan?
Yeah. Baseball and hockey. Yeah.
So it was a hockey and beer? For that, because that's what I think of my dad.
Yeah, beer. Yeah, for a hockey game. Yeah.
The hockey was on, and there was and what did your dad drink? Do you remember what he drank?
Well, he's changed brands over the years.
But I'm talking when you're little.
Labatt's probably.
Okay.
Back then, yeah.
Because the dad always had the old style.
Yeah, my dad liked the old style,
which I think was Pilsner. Was it a Pilsner old style?
Yeah, yeah. My dad switched to Stella.
He's
got classy.
Yeah. Oh well, sure. Special glass with a gold rim.
Oh yeah.
Dad's.
Yeah.
And Pilsner, though, had that great picture on the front of it.
Oh, yeah.
With all of the... There was an old plane and a train and a boat.
It was a busy label.
It was a
busy
label. A lot going on.
And there's a little bunny on it. There's a little rabbit on it.
Huh?
Which appeals to kids. And so I would say to Dad...
Start drinking. I'd like a drink of that, please, Dad.
It's got a rabbit on it, Dad. It's obviously meant for little kids. Dad didn't say that the rabbit was 4 millimeters wide on the label. But I had beer with Dad while we were watching hockey. While he was watching hockey, I was saying, why can't we watch the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour? Why would we waste our time on this?
Those loser Canucks. They never win.
That's right. You can take that to the bank. Uh-huh. Even when they win, they lose.
Yeah, I think so.
The Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah.
We might lose some listeners right there, but I don't know. I call them as I see them.
I once asked my dad, I said, Dad, because this was back in the 70s, and I said to my dad, why do the Canucks always lose? And he says, there's nothing you can do about it. It's the West Coast malaise.
Wow.
I have no idea what malaise is.
I do now.
10. But he's always blamed it on that. Because people, you know, they get out here and nobody feels like working. It's too nice out. There's no work ethic.
Right.
That is the undoing of the
Vancouver Canucks. Because we're the tropics of Canada.
Yes.
Well, now that is really interesting. Because I have said the same thing, but I didn't say it as eloquently as your dad did. I believe that the Canucks will never win the Stanley Cup.
Because of the curse?
Not because of the curse. And I didn't call it the West Coast malaise.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I think of malaise, I think of being depressed or down. But it's...
If you're a Canucks fan, I think you really do identify with that word.
That's true. But the way the hockey goes now, the playoffs happen in June.
Mm-hmm.
And here in BC, in the Vancouver area, as soon as the weather turns nice, I was having coffee with Dave one time in February.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what do you think about this global warming? Because it was a beautiful February day. And it's not supposed to be. When Stephen Colbert came here during the Olympics,
he
said, welcome to the Winter Olympics, or whatever this season is supposed to be. Even he commented, February in Vancouver can be lovely in short spurts.
Yeah.
But anyway, traditionally, April, maybe May, you get a couple of muggy days, but muggy equals hot, equals shorts, equals get out. And the fact that the Canucks are on is like the least of our concern. And I think that the players pick up on that. And they're like, you know, we could be golfing. But you can win the cup.
Hey, life's too short.
That's right.
Yeah. YOLO. Yeah.
They don't get to keep it.
No.
No.
Yeah, well, their season's usually over by April, so...
It is.
Most of the time.
But on the rare occasions when they go all the way, it leads to a nice riot.
They're so
June.
Sad. Yeah.
But I think your dad is right, and I think that's so cool that your dad said that when you were 10, and I'm saying it now, because I think there's a West Coast thing, but it doesn't work for L.A. or Anaheim, but I think because it's warm all the time there.
Yeah.
But Vancouver, and I think if Seattle had a team... Mm-hmm. No, Seattle's team would win. Seattle had a hockey team.
Oh, sure, they
would win the Stanley Cup. But Vancouver can't get it together because there's a feeling that comes in the air where it's just like, I can't be bothered with hockey.
Yeah.
Honestly.
They got stuff to do.
I think that. I don't think they will ever win it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think they will ever win it. They'll get close. They've been close three times. No, they've been close twice. The first time was a shutout by the New York Islanders.
You seem to know way more about hockey than you should.
If you're going to hate something, yeah. You've got to know why you hate it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway.
Well, that's the final word. Sports comment with Jason.
Right there.
Wow. Jason's sports comment.
Here's my little rant. The new tradition.
I thought you just did it.
I know. Well, this is my little subtle rant. My brother and my father would watch hockey on the color TV upstairs. Mm-hmm. I would say the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour is on. Why don't we watch that?
Yeah.
Which they liked plenty on Saturday morning. But Saturday night, suddenly it was like, no.
So they're watching hockey in color, and you have to watch cartoons in black and white?
Exactly! Exactly! Exactly!
They should have gone to jail.
And because of the way Hockey Night in Canada was, it was always... It always seemed to be the same team. I was sure it was repeats until I was old enough to realize, because it looked the same every week.
It does, pretty much.
It was the same two guys talk.
Yep.
It was the same angles.
Yeah, they go the same
announcer. I'm sorry, that was my stupidity, but I honestly thought, because then my brother and my dad said to me, you've seen all those cartoons before, and my rebuttal was, you've seen all of this, you watched it last week. And they said, no, it's different. I said, it's not different. Little did I realize, it was a whole new game.
Oh, nice.
I thought it was the same game again and again and again.
Oh.
And I would put a further argument out that they could disband the NHL and just start showing games from 1972 up till now.
Yeah.
And nobody would know the difference and people would be equally excited.
I think you're right.
You got to get rid of almanacs.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that.
All right, so we've reached a decision.
Yes.
Well, and on that exhausting spiel of Jason's philosophy.
Sorry, folks. I guess we got to start putting that into the blog. Say at the beginning there's recipes. At the end there's complete nonsense.
We have to start using less alcohol.
No.
What?
We got to start drinking a half hour before we start recording you.
Oh, okay. That'll be 2 hours, these things.
I love it. It's the internet.
So I got to do my usual weekly housekeeping. We've already mentioned the website, but I'll mention it again. Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
Stitcher?
Yes.
What
if you want to subscribe, you can, of course, subscribe at iTunes. But if you're a little contrarian, you can go to Stitcher.com and Google Play Music.
Google Play Music as well.
Yes.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. And, of course, our Instagram.com/cocktailpodcast is our account where you can see some of the videos of today's show. My cocktail shaker getting roughed up by Fred.
Yikes.
Dropping it all over the place.
Is this still going to go?
And, I guess, should I end with a quote?
Of course you should end with a quote. We've covered everything. I don't want to miss anything out.
I don't think so.
George Lucas?
We got gentlemenofelegantleisure.com.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Instagram, which is Cocktail Podcast.
Right.
We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher.
And Google Play. Music.
And people are connecting to us through Sneaky Dragon, my cousin's podcast.
That's right.
And
soon we'll be on the U.S. Postal Service, I believe.
Exactly. If you send a package, you'll get an automatic subscription to this.
Yeah.
You too is including us.
Yes. I'm working on getting us a telex number. If you want to.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great.
That'll be great.
So stay tuned. And, of course, we have on the gentlemenofelegantleisure.com website, we have a links page now, which has all our links to Instagram.
Right.
In case you can't roll.
Wow.
And should we link to other people on there as well? I don't know. Like, for example, we've mentioned now the Up and Up. Should we put a link to...
If they want to pay for it.
Oh.
That's where we start to generate some income.
Right now,
we're operating in a net loss.
That's right.
Exactly. Dave is our financial
guru. Thank goodness
for
him. Yeah.
That's why we're going to get on Patreon, because this thing costs money to do. People could start kicking money in, but we don't have a Patreon thing yet.
Not yet. We'll let you know. I'm figuring out various monetization strategies.
That sounds
so the future. It sounds like you guys are going to start paying real soon.
No, it's just
still
be free. It'll be free. You don't have to pay for it.
Of course. No, the general public never pays.
No, they never
pay. Who's paying? Somebody else paying? The man? We're going to make the man pay?
This has always been the big problem with what we do, right?
Thank God there's alcohol involved.
Exactly. But Dave always rounds up one of these things with a quote.
Yes, I do.
And he started with Mark Twain, and he's got tonight...
They've got another writer. A female writer.
A female writer? This is Donald Trump's world now. I don't know if we have time for
Writers. I'm contrarian, so... All right. Yes, this is from playwright and author Gene Kerr.
Gene Kerr.
He said, even though a number of people have tried, no one has yet found a way to drink until I figure something out. But that was me. Yes. Oh, there you go.
That's great.
Well...
What about that guy that does Booze Traveler? He's found a way to drink for a living.
Thirsty Traveler, wasn't it?
Traveler? Well, there's a new one called Booze Traveler.
Oh.
And yet Blues Traveler, no money out of it.
No money at all.
Yeah, he should sue. That's right. Blues Traveler.
What was that guy's name? Popper John or John Popper? John?
I don't remember.
John? Sorry, Blues Traveler. Check out their website.
Traveler. Help him out.
Gentleman's name.
Okay. Well, I think that's pretty much wraps it up.
That's great.
Been about an hour.
And, you know, it's funny because we went through this last time because I stiffed the guys at the Up and Up on my portion of the bill. I mean, fortunately, we split it.
The bill? As well?
No, I paid the bill.
No, but in theory, that you didn't pay the bill, right? Because...
No, they put through... I checked.
Oh,
so
okay.
They got they covered their costs.
Right.
And they got, you know, the company... They're square. I'm square with them.
Okay.
It's the wait staff that I managed to screw over.
Right. Mm. But you're fixing this.
I'm gonna be fixing it.
Thursday when they reopen.
Yep.
You're calling them.
Yep.
5:30.
We'll record the phone call. Put it on the show.
New York 5:30 East Coast time.
Okay. Our apologies to the hardworking staff at Up and Up.
Yeah.
Can you record the phone call?
I don't know. Sure. If not, I'll just do a funny voice. So.
If you can record this phone call, because yes. I'd like to have the recipe for the Disco Volante.
Okay.
And the other one, whose name is...
Well, that's going to be harder to get.
Just say, if that's what it's called, the name is... Mm-hmm.
So, I guess the moral of the story for Up and Up is you violated the first rule of being a gentleman of elegance.
I'm this close to being kicked out.
Yes, because normally, what do gentlemen of elegant leisure do when they serve, when they give money for the hardworking stuff?
Well done. Yes, exactly. Normally, we would, what we're going to say in a second.
Yeah.
But Fred did the opposite.
Yes, opposite. You've got somebody who comes to your table, talks to you about the drinks you have, gives you samples of some of the root ingredients so that you have a finer appreciation. Well, of course, under those circumstances and any circumstances, but especially when somebody does that for you, well, the thing that you need to do is
tip big.